Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
So, this looks like a very special movie, Rock in the Red Zone. Talk about it.
This movie, Rock in the Red Zone, was directed by Laura Bialas, and Laura has been here to Sonoma County for her film The Refuseniks, which we thought was wonderful. And so when we heard, I've been keeping in touch with her, and we heard she was had this film opening, we just jumped on it to have her come back. This is a special event. It's not part of our regular films. It's only shown once on October 22nd in the evening. And there's also a special Israeli dinner happening at the Sonoma Wine Shop at 5 o'clock that evening. People can buy tickets for that as well.
Nice.
So Laura, who's an American Jewish woman, went to Israel and was looking for a story about Israeli music. She's a documentarian. She moved to Sderot. And Sderot is famous in all of Israel because it is a half a mile from the Gaza border.
Oh, wow.
And they have nursery schools there that are bomb shelters. Everything in Sderot is a bomb shelter. Not every single thing, but just about. Uh-huh. And there are often rockets just rain down on the town at random times, and people just run indoors. It's not a mentally healthy environment. But somehow out of this place grew a musical movement. And it was a synthesis of the beats of music that the Jews who settled there, they came from countries like Iraq and Northern Africa. And one of the parts of the film in the beginning, they talk about how when all these people came to the Promised Land, they expected to go to Jerusalem, but they were put on a bus and sent to other places. And one of them was Sderot.
Yeah.
And they have a feeling of being, you know, kind of less than, like they don't get to live in the hub of activity.
Yeah.
Well, they created this gorgeous music, which has become famous around the world. It's transformed Israeli rock music into something that's on the world stage. Laura will be here to speak after the film. And part of the film is that she becomes personally involved with the people of Sderot and does wind up staying there. But I think now they live in Tel Aviv.
She stayed there.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
She lives in Israel most of the year and then comes to the United States as well. I believe she's from Santa Barbara originally.
Wow, Santa Barbara to Israel. That's a big step.
Oh, yeah. And it's a beautiful movie. There's a lot of music in it.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of cultural explanations. So if you don't understand, you will understand when you see this. And really a very empathetic film that represents, you know, people who have a lot of compassion for the Palestinians, you know, showing both points of view within the Israeli population in that town.
Uh-huh.
And
I notice her husband is a singer-songwriter.
Yes, he is. And he will be here in Sonoma County with her to perform after our showing.
So this is really quite a big event for the festival.
Sort of
one of the central events, right?
Yeah. You know,
there's another one. Well, we won't talk about it this time.
No, we'll be talking about that later. Yeah. So we've been instituting these special events when we can get a filmmaker who has a connection to the community or some music attached to it. Kai Boyd has been wonderful about letting us do live music at the theater. We had the Israel Philharmonic a few years ago. That was kind of the beginning of doing that at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. We had done it before elsewhere. So, yeah, we're very excited about this program.
Is the festival going well?
The festival is fabulous, and
great.
The movies are incredibly well received.
Well, they're incredible movies this year, and I congratulate you on the festival for this year.
Thank you.
Okay, let's tell people once again that we have been talking about a very, very special movie that's playing at the Jewish Film Festival called Rock in the Red Zone, one time only, Thursday evening, 7:30, October 22nd. For information about the festival and tickets and all the rest of it, here's the telephone number, 528-4222. Online, go to jccsoco.org. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Thanks for listening.